Grab your cup and settle in. It's time for Coffee Talk with Tez, filled to the brim with stories, guests, and information that affects us all right here at home. Have a question for one of our guests? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com. Now, let's go live to the WPKY studios and see who dropped by this morning.
There is this thing with these bugs, and I think I've seen everybody fuss about them and talk about them.
Heard them called two or three different things. For all of the folks like me that don't know the real name, those little white bugs that are everywhere, and it's almost like snow, and then there's this water that I really don't want to know what it really is, and it's just bad. So, Shane Bogle, our Caldwell County Extension Ag agent, is going to make it all make sense.
Well, I don't know about making sense. However, there's always a deep-rooted reason of why we're seeing something.
Ain't that the truth? Put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah, usually when we talk about something, Tess, I've had seven or eight calls on that and actually went to a place this morning before coming here to look at the very same thing. So what are these flying bugs that look like cotton lint? They give them a very neat name. Since they look like cotton floating around, woolly aphid.
A woolly aphid.
Yes.
So, what's an aphid?
So an aphid is a very small parasitic type insect that we can have multiple species of. And as a matter of fact, this woolly aphid, there's about five or six different species that we're actually seeing in different trees and in different things right now.
So it's like a family reunion.
Well, it's more like a generational continental reunion because it's totally different species.
Huh.
I will not even try to pronounce the scientific name. Thankfully, they give us redneck common names for a lot of these things. But yeah, we can have an apple woolly aphid, an elm, hackberry.
Oh, so each tree's got its own?
So some of them have their own. They can crisscross, but for the most part, they're separate ones for separate trees that we're seeing on today. And the tree that I looked at this morning was a tulip poplar.
Really? And does tulip poplar has its own?
Well, I don't know about that one. That one's not listed in the stuff that I have. But, you know, they're so small and tiny that we couldn't identify them without putting them under a scope or really getting down to the entomology of the factor, and I can't do that. I'm not trained for that. But
okay, are they new?
No. So these things have been around. They've always been here. We just have certain years, kind of like the fall armyworm we was talking about earlier this week as well, that we just have population explosions. They're always there. They're just not usually in a quantity that we notice.
Well, what did we do so we don't do that again?
Well, it is ironic that, of course, we have hit a really dry spell, and we have had a couple of events the last few years that have come through here that has damaged some of our trees. Mm. What was that, Tess?
Cicadas.
Cicadas and two tornadoes. Wounds on trees, pruning marks on like apples and some of our fruit type trees, but damage that's happened from storms and just normal tree damage. These aphids will colonize on a wound of the tree because they're feeding on the sap of the tree. That's what they like. The appearance of these aphids gives a waxy secretion. So what we're seeing on the leaves is actually their waste product and then a secondary mold that is colonizing their waste. We call that honeydew.
Wow.
So they're sucking the sweet juice out and excreting what they don't want. And then you get bees and wasps and other insects that are coming to the trees because the sweet smelling substance is all over.
That makes sense. I wish you could have been in here and seen the light bulb went on in my eyeballs, I bet you. Because just in the last week or so, we've been noticing that the wasp, just random everyday wasps, have just been all over the trees.
Yep. There's enough of them on some of these trees. And it's not on every tree, and it's not on every hackberry. It's not on every apple. It's just here and there. I have a hackberry in my yard that the ground under it is literally black. The white gravel is black.
Well, I hear a lot of farmers fussing about stuff being sticky, like when they go cut the net off the hay and stuff like that.
That is absolutely the drippage from the waste of these great number of aphids that's on these trees. And the honeydew, in many cases, it'll accumulate on those leaves, and then we get a fungus called a sooty mold that likes the sweetness, and that's the black appearance that we see as that mold is growing on that honeydew.
So is it hurting the tree?
So in young fruit trees and young planted landscape type trees, yes, it can be detrimental to their survival if they're colonizing the root area and if there's a lot of damage to the tree.
Okay.
I have never seen them in my career kill a tree that I could say the woolly aphid did that.
But have you ever seen them in these numbers?
Yes, we've had them. We've had them like this before, and it's been probably 7 or 8 years since I've even got a call about them. Most people see the floaty things and don't see the drippage and everything. Well, this year we're seeing the drippage. Just because it's so dry, we're not getting rain to wash it off. So it's accumulating, it's colonizing with this sooty mold, so we're just seeing it more than we normally would with normal rainfall.
Okay.
This fungus, it can cause the leaves to kind of curl, and they look distorted. But they, as long as they're not yellow and falling off, of course, we're getting toward fall, so we're losing some leaves now. It's dry. Trees are under a little stress anyway. And then we put this to it, you know, we're going to start seeing some leaves come down. But larger trees, very, very low chance of it doing any damage. And they're almost impossible to treat because of where they are and, you know, the size of trees. Yeah, sheer number and the size of a lot of the trees. And, you know, these hail damage, you know, we had probably more than the wind damage, the hail damage to the trees from the tornado in May.
Right.
Is probably where a lot of colonization happened that you know, we couldn't even see where the wounds happened on trees of those golf ball size or baseball size. Hail. Yeah, so control with aphid is very difficult if they're concentrated in the root area. For the most part, we just don't worry about it. We wait for a good rainfall. We wait for weather to change to go on. But not all aphids produce that wax, so that's why I couldn't really differentiate between which is which, because not all of them are doing that. The good part about it is we have a lot of beneficial insects that are flying around in those trees also that are eating those aphids. Lady beetles, lace wings, and all sorts of parasitoid type insects will be attracted to that because they're aphids, so they're eating the aphids and kind of taking care of business. Not as good as an insecticide would if we could just magically spray a tree the size of what's over here by the funeral home. We can't. That's not practical.
That one, I mean, if we go by the, you know, what the cicadas did, and I mean, that one was covered up. With
you know,
the little...
we still see some cicada damage over there hanging that hasn't dropped off there yet. But, you know, in small landscapes, I was in a landscape this morning. The tree that actually had these colonized was too big to worry about spraying. But if we have some younger trees, we can use horticulture oils or insecticidal soap, some more organic BT type of insecticides to wash those off and kill if they're on a small, like a little apple tree or something along those lines.
It's not going to make bagworms or anything else worse, is it?
No, it's not going to make anything like that worse, but it's so many other things are attracted to it because they're there. So you get the drippage from them, and then the sooty mold grows on it. So that, if your car's parked under it, that's what you're seeing sticky all over your vehicle if it's set under a tree right now, because the tree's, number one, dripping sap on its own. And then this insect is sucking that out, and waste is coming out.
Well, and with mold, that could affect people's allergies, though, huh?
And this is not like an airborne mold, so I wouldn't think so, but, you know, I'm not an allergist by any means. I'm allergic to just about everything.
Talk about that a lot. It's the first thing I thought. I'm allergic. Mold. Oh, great.
I have decided I'm allergic to Kentucky. I'm sure allergic to this kind of weather, this heat. But for the most part, if we don't see a tree really heading south quickly, they're going to be gone in a few weeks, and we'll go on. However, it is a good conversation piece to see the little floaty things, because cottonwood, we're used to seeing that early in the spring when the cottonwoods are floating around, but this is always happens at first of all, I got a cottonwood tree. The damage that the periodical cicadas did to the trees was enough wounds besides the hail damage and the wind damage.
Don't get me wrong, we've got a lot of that old growth that we lost in certain areas during the last tornado in May. And just, you know, the storm damage alone and the winds. I'm hoping that, you know, we're not going to have to see more of them that we lose.
Well, and I hope, I'm more worried about this dry spell and the heat. We have planted so many new trees. You know, we had the tree giveaways.
Right.
I looked at one this morning that's on its way out. Almost can't water a good-sized tree enough when it's this kind of weather.
Yeah.
You know, it costs to put city water to them. So we're going to still see some damage from that. You know, we was so wet so early that they were stressed from being wet, and then they're stressed from being dry now. So
appreciate you. I mean, this is one of those things. If you want more information, UK has a wealth of knowledge. Shane is just giving me a whole packet of stuff, so I'm going to make sure I put that together. I'm going to put this whole thing on Facebook later on. And woolly aphids and armyworm.
Fun stuff.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Coffee Talk.
Good morning, Carla Kim.
Our chance to get together and catch up on what's going on in our area.
Thanks for letting me come over, you guys.
Got a show idea or something you'd like to share? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com.
We'll be down to visit real soon.
For additional information on today's topics and past guests, visit our website at WPKYonline.com.
Y'all come back now.
Welcome home.
We'll be back soon. I promise.
Y'all come back now.
1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton, an Edge Media Group station.